We're on Mem Vav Amid Aleph, and we're saying Maim Varach, it's about 12 lines down. Maim Varach, what bracha do you make when you are sitting at somebody's house and you're a guest? Yiratzon Shalevosh Balabais Wolon Zevali Kol Nolava. Maybe God's will that you should, that Balabais should not be embarrassed in this world, and he shouldn't be ashamed in the world to come. Rebbe Mos Badvar, Rebbe would add on something. He said, V'yitzach Mo V'lechon Nechosu, V'yishim Matzlech, and all of his property, Nechosu Nechosu, and Mosach, and Kol V'na'ir. That his property and our property should be mutzliach, right? And they should be close to the city. The sultan should have nothing to do with our ma'aseyadayim or his ma'aseyadayim or our ma'aseyadayim. Right? There should not be anything to do with hir, chet, avera, and avon forever and ever. That's the bracha you give. Two dots. How far does birchas hazimun go? How much do you have to do for the zimun? Rav Nachman says until you finish nevarech shachan v'shlo. Rav Sheshet Amar Razan, you have to say baruch atah Hashem azan esakol. The entire first bracha nimik tonight seems like this is machlok. That one brisa says that berachos mazon is two brachas or three brachas, depending on if you have a zimun or not. Three if you have a zimun, two if you don't. Tani dachshel shuarva. And the other brisa says you'd have three or four. So vruduk le'amato v'meitiv l'avdil raisu. So everybody's going to hold that to v'meitiv. The fourth bracha is not til raisa. My lab, how come this is the argument? Mandam shnayim v'shlosh kasevar ad azon. The one that says two and three, it's because you go up until azon for a zimun. So if there are three people there, right? So then you go the first bracha up until azon, and then you have no delecha, and then you have rachim. Those are the three brachos. Mandem or shlo, and that's if you have you have three people there. But if there's two people there or less, then you only have two brachos because you're going to skip hazan. You're only going to have no delecha and rachim. Mandem or shlo shvarba, because I'll ad nivarech. The one that says three and four, that's because you have ad nivarech, which means if you have three people there, then you're making four brachos. You have the nivarech. Then you have Hazan Zakol, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu, etc. Then you have No Delecha, and then you have Rachim. And the three is you don't include the Nevarech, you just have the first Baruch Hazan Zakol, No Delecha, and Rachim. So lo, Rav Nachman Tarzamei, Rav Sheshet Mitarzamei. Both of them are going to answer according to the reason. Rav Nachman Mitarzamei, who says Ad Nevarech, he says Kulim Ad Nevarech. Everybody agrees that you go up until Nevarech. Mandem Rosh Shu Arba Shapir. Three and four is like what we say, Kedatov Vameitiv is good, and three or whatever. Mandem Rosh Shnayim Vashlosh, Amen Lecha Halcha Bebirchus Paulim. And here we're talking about Birchus Paulim. And the reason why is Birchus Paulim, Dom Ramar, Poseach Bazan, Bakolo Bene Yerushalayim, Birchus Aret. So what you do is you're going to include Bone Yerushalayim, Rachim, together with Ala Arz Vala Mazon, which is Noda. So what you end up doing is you'll have, if we're going to have two, so we're going to say, it's going to be like this, two brachas would be, one, you don't have three people with you, so two brachas is first you have a zanus akol, and then you have no delecha together with rachim, because that's what the berachos polim is, that's what the workers would do together, so they would save time. If it's three, then you're going to have three brachas, a zanus akol, no delecha, and rachim. And three and four makes a lot of sense, because if you have three people there, then you're going to have four brachas, which is including the nivarech shachan mishalo, and three brachas is the regular, a zanus akol, no delecha, and rachim. Rav Sheshet Mitarz Amid, Rav Sheshet is answering according to his reason, the a lot of zan, everybody agrees that up until a zan is what you do, as the zimun, mandim, if you say two and three, then it makes a lot of sense because, again, two would be if there's only two of you because you start from no delecha and you do rachim, so that's two brachas, and shlosh, right, would also be good because that's you're going to include nevarech, and then you do nevarech up until azon, and then you have no delecha, and then rachim. If you say three and four, it's because it's a question whether we include hatov v'ametiv, whether that's d'oraisa. If it's four, then it's going to be that's a d'oraisa. Beautiful. So then you have the three would be, again, nevarech, it would be Nevarech, and then No Delecha, and then Rachem. Right, and the four would include Hatov Ametiv. Okay, Amar Rav Yosef, Teda Hatov Ametiv Lav Del Reza. I can prove to you that Hatov Ametiv, that fourth bracha, is not Del Reza, Shrei Polam, Okrim Osa, because the workers don't say it. Amar Yosef, Arshmo, Barmar, Tumishmed, Rav, Teda Hatov Ametiv Lav Del Reza. I'll prove again that Hatov Ametiv is not Del Reza, Shrei Poseh, Baba Baruch, and Chosim Baba Baruch, because it starts off Baruch Atah Hashem, Melechinu Melech Olam, Kelavinu Malkinu, etc., and it doesn't end with a bracha at the end, Kedetanya. We learn a verse called Baruchus Kulan, all brachos, Poseh, Baba Baruch, Chosim Baba Baruch. It starts with a bracha and it ends with a bracha, Chutzim, Verchos, Apares, except for fruit, which is very short bracha, Birchos, Metzos, very short brachos, Brachos, Mukhal. If it's next to the other one, then it doesn't start with Baruch. Baruch Achron Shabbat Kriyashma, and the last Baruch of Kriyashma, right, which starts without anything, it's Emes V'yatziv, and then it ends with Baruch HaTosham Gol Yisrael, Yishma V'shol Pesam V'baruch Ein Chosim V'baruch. Some of them start with a Baruch, but don't end with a Baruch. For example, like Birch HaMitzos or Birch HaPeros, right? Yishma V'shol Chosim V'baruch Ein Posey V'baruch. Some end with a Baruch, but they don't start with a Baruch. Like, I guess, Emes V'yatziv, and so too any Baruch HaSmuch L'Chvertiv. Tov V'meitiv starts with a Baruch, and it doesn't end with a Baruch. Atma Hi. It's its own set bracha, and it's not like anything else. Varmar Nachum Yosef Tate Tova Mitzvah La Torah. I'll bring a third proof that Tova Mitzvah is not Torah on Mem Vavam Beis. So it says Shari Okenos of Beis Avol, because in the house of Avelos they don't say it. Every time we learn about Mahim Omer Beis Avol, what do they say in the Beis Avol? Baruch Tova Mitzvah. They say the words Baruch Tova Mitzvah. Rabbi Kiva Omer Baruch Dayan HaEmes. You just say Dayan HaEmes. You say Atova Mitzvah in Dayan HaEmes low. Wait a second. The Tanakama, you say Atova Mitzvah. You don't say Dayan HaEmes. Ela Ema Af Atova Mitzvah. You even say Atova Mitzvah. So we see that Atova Mitzvah is a little bit different. Mazurcha Ikula De Ravashi Isra Be Milsa. Mazurcha came to the house of Ravashi. And something bad happened, unfortunately. He lost somebody. Pasuk Baruch Atov Yamitiv El MS Dayan MS Shov Betzedek Lukeach B'Mishpat Shalit Bo'olam Alasu Bokirat Zaynad. So again, he's good and does good. He is the God who is truth and is a Dayan MS, a true judge. Shov Betzedek, he judges truth righteously. Lukeach B'Mishpat, he takes away with judgment. V'Shal B'Olam, he rules over his world. Lasos Bokirat Zaynad, he does whatever he needs to do. Kol Torah Mishpat, everything is in his ways. Our judgment, Shakol Sholov and Achnu Amo, everything is his, and we are his people. Adav and his servants. Kol and Achnu Chayavim Lodosol. And in everything we are chayv to thank him and to bless him. Godor pierces Israel. He fences up the breaches of Bnei Israel. Who yigdors a pierces those Bnei Israel. He should fence up this pierce, this breach in Bnei Israel. Lechayim. Leichanu chosu. So either way, that's the bracha that we make over there. Leichanu chosu. Where do you go back to after you finish? What you'd have to do is go back to the beginning of Hazana Sakol, because you're chayv in a zimun once that happens. And Rabbanan Amri L'Makon Shepasu, you go back to the place where you stopped, and Berchus Aretz, like anybody else's Yachid, Berchus L'Makon Shepasu, you go back to the Makon Shepasu. That's what happens. So again, so from Mitzdarf L'Ziman, this is the idea over here, and we set up above a corner of Sheshes that Berchus Ziman is up until Hazan is a Kol, and now you need to stop your eating until you finished making the bracha of Berchus Hazan is a Kol, and now you're going back to the two, and you're going with Seuda. So now where do you go back to when you go through? Do you start from the beginning or not? So, right, so we say that's the Machalokas right here. The Halacha is L'Makon Shepasu, you go back to where you stopped. So if you did that, you go back just to the Malkum that you stop. Two dots. Amal Rish Kalusa Rish Shesh, the Rish Kalusa, the Exilarch, said to Rish Shesh, Avogad Rabban Kshish Yatun, even though you guys are old rabbis, Parsobitzor Chasudu Bekimi Naihu, the Persians, when it comes to the needs of Suda, they're more experts than you are. Bismarck and Shemitos, Gadu Mesa Barosh, when there's two beds, two people sitting together in a room, you know, as a meal, the greater one is sitting with his head toward one way, Vishnu Lamalaminu, and the second one is right up by him, Bismarck and Shosh, if there's three, Gadu Mesa Bamsa, the Gadu is in the middle, Shinu Lamalaminu, the second one is a little higher than him, Shosh Lamatimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimim But okay, but if you want to talk to one another, they have to straighten themselves out and talk that way. It seems a little convoluted. No, they don't need to look at each other, because the Persians, they don't have to talk to each other that way, because the Persians show with like hand symbols. So they talk with hand symbols during the meal, so they don't have to actually talk. They just move their hands and you can see their hands. Where does my Mishonim start? In other words, where do they do Netil Sidaim in the beginning of the meal? You start from the Gadol. Wait, the Gadol has to sit down, and he has to watch his hands until everybody else finishes? They immediately bring a table in front of him, and then they give everybody else to wash. Where does my machronim start? You start from the youngest one there. The best one there, he has to sit there with his hands being dirty until everybody finishes washing. Said the exarch, no. They take his plate away from him until the water reaches him, so his hands aren't going to be so dirty. Listen, I hear you, but I have a brisa. The time we learn a brisa, case that a seder, how do you do to seder a seder? Is man change dimitos? If there's two people sitting together, go to my rosh and lulamate menu, right? The second one is going to be below him, to make it a little bit easier for him to talk to him. So that's against what the Persians do. There's not change shlosh mitzvot. There's three. Gadol meis v'rosh. The gadol sits at head. Shin l'malam menu. The second one is above him. Shlosh l'malam menu. Mayim rishonim maskilim at a gadol. The mayim rishonim, you start from the gadol. Mayim achonim bisman shein. Hey, it depends. If there's five people maskilim at a gadol, then you start from the gadol bisman shein mei. But if there's 100 maskilim at a gadol, then you start from the younger, the smallest one. Achim akim tzalei. Then you get to five. Chozim maskilim at a gadol. Then you start from the biggest one among those five. L'makush mayim achonim chozim l'sham bracha chozeres. Whoever starts the mayim achonim, that's the person who's going to bench out of those five that are left right in the beginning itself. Okay, and that's that. Anybody washes his mayim achronim first, he's the one who's supposed to do the benching. Rav Rav Chiyah v'yasu v'suda so come to Rebbe. Rav and Rav Chiyah were both sitting together in the suda in front of Rebbe. Rav was the nephew of Rav Chiyah. They were sitting in front of Rebbe Yudan Afsiyam of the Rebbe. L'Rav, Rebbe said to Rav, kum ashiyadcha, go and wash your hands. Chazit gamirtis. So he saw, Rav Chiyah saw that his nephew Rav was shaking. Amalei barpachti. So Rav Chiyah said to him, barpachti, Pachti, son of Pachti, he's referring to Rav, I'm a Birchus Mazonakam, he's telling you to bench Birchus Mazon, don't worry, he's telling you to do my Machronim. Tanur Banan says on the bottom of the Gemara on Memvav Maves, Ein Mechabdin L'Bedrach V'L'Bogsharm, we don't give kavod from one person to the other to say you go first when it comes to the road and when it comes to bridges, L'Vidam is almost, and so too when it comes to my Machronim, because those dirty hands could get you really, really, get really in trouble. Ravin Va'abai, you have a cause of Orchel, Ravin Abai, we're both walking on the road. Kadme Chamrin, the Ravin La'Abaye, the donkey of Ravin went in front of Abaye accidentally. He didn't say Mar goes first. Once this guy came back from Eretz Yisrael, he said about Ravin Gosli Daiti, he had Gaiva. When they came to the door of the shul, Amalei Neomar, Ravin said to Abaye, you go first. Amalei Vad Hasha Lamarana said Abaye, oh, until now I wasn't a rabbi. All of a sudden I'm a rabbi because Ravin's donkey went first. Amalei, Halkim Rabbi Yochanan, this is what Rabbi Yochanan says, the only time you show kavod is by a door that has a mezuzah. The ispa mezuzah in, the ispa mezuzah low. We say, wait a second, only if it has a mezuzah, but not if it doesn't. Now, to basically have a base medrash, the ispa mezuzah, but a shoal and a base medrash, they don't have mezuzah, they don't have a chi of mezuzah. So, chenami de mechabdin, is there no kibbut by such a place? Only by a door that's ready to have a mezuzah do we show kavod, but not on the road, because the road, you never know what's going to happen. And so to by yadai mizuamos, and so to by gisharin. And that's that. So we understood, or by understood, that's what Ravin did, and therefore it wasn't insulting him whatsoever. We'll stop with that. We're on Mem Zayin Red Aleph.